you know more about what matters in your life because you listen to the Pensacola Expert Panel with Jenna Barr. 9 till 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Welcome to the Pensacola Expert Panel. This half hour is presented by Avalon HR, who's responsible to the content and opinions expressed during the show.
Come on!
To the Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Joined now by Chip Wood and Stacey Oren. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
Feel free to adjust that mic. I know that one chair likes to sink and just get.
Yes, it does. We're okay.
But we adjust over here.
Yes, ma'am.
In studio. So how have things been at Avalon HR?
Good.
Things
have
been good. Busy.
What part of busy? I mean, I can imagine anything with HR is probably busy. And then you do payroll and all the other things. So what's the busiest part about Avalon HR?
Well, right now, I'm going to call it an unfortunate busy because it ties directly to the uptick in COVID cases, COVID testing, yeah. COVID pay, which is one of the things we want to kind of talk about today, is some of the new provisions, what that means for the employer. One of the things we provide with our services is we have set up with a couple of places to send your employees for very quick in and out COVID testing, and they direct bill us for that, so the employee doesn't have to come up with any money out of their pocket. They can go get rapid testing, less paperwork because it's billed directly to us. They just come in and say, hey, I'm with Avalon, I need a COVID test. They're usually in and out the door in about 20-25 minutes, and 15 of that is waiting on your test results. So that is a service that we provide to our clients. And then once you get those results, if you do happen to be positive, then we can walk your employer through the tax credits that they receive while you're out recovering from COVID. So like I said, it's an unfortunate uptick, right. But it's something that we're well prepared for. We have processes and procedures in place for, and we can take you through that from the second you think you have a positive person and advise you on how to handle that moving forward.
That is very encouraging to hear for a couple of reasons. And if you have a question, I want to invite you to join into the conversation, 850-437-1620 with Avalon HR, of course. So I'm seeing a lot of, everybody puts everything on Facebook. Let's just be real.
I don't.
I know you don't. Chip, nope, not me. I'm locked up over here. That's the way to be, Chip. But you know what people do? And I did see a lot of people who are paying for their COVID tests. And you're talking $84 is what I'm seeing on average that somebody is paying to go get a COVID test in order to find out if they can go to work or not. So you're telling me there's actual services and you know of testing sites that people can go to that do the rapid testing.
Absolutely. And if you're with Avalon and your employer's with Avalon, we have streamlined that process for you. So like I said, you can get in and out in 20 to 25 minutes max.
You know, Jenna, we talked several weeks ago when we first started doing these segments that we offer a lot of services that are so in-depth, we probably would take a year or two to even go over all of them in-depth. And it's like Stacy said, it's unfortunate but fortunate because we offer these services that can help employers out and can help their employees out, find out where they're going next, I guess you'd say.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that we have really touched on and pushed is that employers already have so much to take care of when it comes to running their business, whether
Absolutely.
It's a small business or a larger business, whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Trying to find out a testing site for one or 10 employees depends on how many, you know, people were contacted and all of that.
And that's in between trying to make either their liquor orders or their food orders or order the new widget or whatever the case may be. You know, they don't have time to be doing all this, but they have to make time to do it.
Exactly.
So that's where we come in. We can offer our services to small companies ranging anywhere from 3 to 500 employees, and we can take all this stuff out of the way for them so they can focus on what they do best, which is run their business.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So that's one of the things that's keeping you busy right now, or the main thing is navigating that, and then probably answering a lot of questions with the businesses that you work with when it comes to helping their employees.
Yeah, a lot of it has to do with the taxes and the credits that they get, and Dana and Stacy handle all those things, whereas I focus on the sales division.
That's right.
But once I bring the clients on, then they get to participate in the and going through all the different phases, you know.
Okay.
It's interesting. It's very interesting. I've said before, you know, one of the things I love about what I do is I'm in all types of different businesses. And I get to see the everyday operations of how they work, and it's fun. I mean, I personally enjoy it. And then on the second half of that is then you can see where you can really, really help a business woman or businessman improve and really focus on their core thing. So,
okay, so on that note, what is a big piece of feedback that business owners give you where it helps them and they're like, man, you just gave me that big like sigh of relief that I just had that weight lifted off my shoulders? Is it more on the HR side? Is it more on the tax side? Because, man, I don't even want to think.
I think it's more on the HR side.
It probably is. Like, they'll call me and say, you know, I have this employee, he's asking questions, what do I do? Simple answer, give him my phone number. I'll talk to your employee. You know, I'll let you as the employer know, you know, what we're talking about, kind of an overview, but I will walk that employee step by step. This is what I need from you. This will work out a return to work date. I'll tell you what the criteria are to return to work on that date. If you can't, I'll give you instructions, you know, following, and just literally walk you through the entire process.
Yeah, don't get into positions where you start giving advice to your employees that you really don't know what you're talking about.
Ooh.
Because then all of a sudden you end up in a situation that could get real ugly real quick, and then somebody starts saying, well, you said this and you said that, and well, that's not what I meant, but no, that's what you said. So, you know, these things are not can end up in very unfortunate situations. And that's where HR comes into it, and we take a look, and she'll consult with me on some things, and I'll consult with her on some things, and we try to figure out, well, where do you think this is going, and what was the intent of the conversation, you know, those kind of things. So,
right, and it's often a time where, like you said, there's lots of things on Facebook right now. Everybody, the Dr. Google syndrome is huge, and it's okay to do your research. Just make sure you have the most current and up-to-date research. I had an employee call me the other day and pretty much demand I get COVID pay. Well, at this point, that pay is voluntary participation from your employer, and your employer has chosen to not extend those benefits at this time.
Oh, they can choose that.
Absolutely.
Forgot about that.
Right, yes. Right now through September 30th, it is voluntary participation. If you choose to participate, we will still give you those dollar-for-dollar tax credits, and it's credited immediately to your invoice, same invoice as you take as an employee takes the pay. We give you the tax credit. If you don't use it all, we'll roll it over to the next invoice. So you've exhausted that full credit. But there's just a lot of misinformation. There's a lot of misunderstood information. So, you know, right now I'm having a lot of employees call me thinking they can do something that maybe is not quite right.
Well, they hear all this stuff by rumor. Well, my second
rumor? What's that, Chip?
Yeah, well, you know how that goes.
That never happens.
Yeah, my second cousin told me that, you know. Anyway.
Exactly. Okay, so why would a... All right, this is just circumstantial. Why would a business, let's say, not participate in that? And does it cost them extra to participate in it? Or what is the... What's the benefit of it, or what could hurt them if they do partake in the COVID? I don't understand why they wouldn't, if it would help an employee just be happier.
So it seems pretty straightforward, but it's not. Some businesses are at a still in a staffing crisis. They can't necessarily afford to. Some employers look at it as encouraging additional time off. And it can, because there is an allowance there, even though the employee may be cleared and feel better if they've not used that full allowance. Then, of course, they're like, I'm staying home and I'm taking every single moment of this that I can get.
Sure, sure,
It could delay, in some cases, their return to work. Some are just in a position, like I said, where they it's just not feasible to allow for every single requirement that this would allow for to let people go. Again, it's just an individual business decision, and every business is different, and that's where we help you, again, navigate what's best for your business. If you call and say, you know, Stacy, I understand this, I understand the benefits of it, but I just don't feel this is feasible for my business right now,
yeah.
We can talk about other alternatives and maybe find okay. something that still keeps your employees happy, gives them the time to recover and be healthy if they're in this position, but still works for the overall best interest of the business. So it's just individual needs.
Okay. All right. That helps explain it better. Thank you for that. I think I just think about the whole idea where nobody wants COVID. Nobody asks for it. And when it happens, you know, and you have to stay at home, whether you have kids and childcare and you're not getting paid, you don't have that paid time off, you're not salary, you know, all those things that go through your,
right.
your mind. And whether you are high up working or you're just trying to work at a local franchise McDonald's and you're trying to okay you know I just need this week off because I can't come to work and give you all COVID but I also need to pay my bills
right and that's why this provision was extended and put in place to begin with but again like every good thing that's put in place there is the potential for misuse
yeah.
for people to take advantage and that's true with any program. And, you know, I'm not just saying that in regards to the Family First Coronavirus Response Act. Any program that's put out there to help the greater good, there's always a small population that will exploit, take advantage, and use it in ways that it wasn't intended. So you can call, and we, like I said, that's where we can work through your business needs, what works best for your business, and maybe that COVID pay is not the right thing for your business, but
okay.
we can find something else that allows your employees to still remain happy,
sure.
maybe receive a pay component, but you're not being as impacted as heavily as full utilization of this act.
Right.
Okay, so talking about keeping employees happy, trying to keep people employed, do you help with onboarding new employees?
Oh, absolutely. We one of the biggest things we offer is no matter where your business is located, we can onboard your employees electronically. All we need is an email address and a phone number for that employee. We can kick off the entire process. If they need a background screen, it can be done electronically. It literally sends a text message to their phone that says, hey, Avalon HR requires you to take a background screen. Click this link to get the process started. It can all be done remotely, electronically. Don't have to touch a single piece of paper.
Wow.
We don't have to see the person to make that happen.
That's incredible. Man, technology, huh?
It is amazing.
Okay.
Amazing.
So, how do you, let's talk a little bit about something a little bit more broad and kind of something that's a hot subject right now with the unemployment or people looking for employees. Is it just a lack of people wanting to work, do you think? Or is it a lack of people just not wanting to work in those different arenas? Like you go to a restaurant, we were talking this morning, and you're looking at like 45-minute waits, but it's an empty restaurant because
they don't have any help.
Yeah. So is it just employers don't know how to find the correct employees, or is it just people right now are afraid to go to work because of the surge? Do you have any opinions, or do you want to give an opinion on that?
I think it's all of the above.
Mm.
I think there's a percentage that don't want to go to work right now
right.
for fear.
Yeah,
I think there's also a percentage that banked some of that extra unemployment funds, some of those stimulus funds. They don't necessarily need or want to go back to work right now.
Yeah, because a lot of them are students, and they've got mom and dad or whoever
sure.
Paying their tuition and paying their dorm expenses or apartment expenses. So they work a little part-time just to get enough party money, if you will.
Yeah.
And then with the free money that they've been able to get, all the unemployment and everything else, you know, they can live off $5,000 a year. I mean, because they don't have any other expenses. So they're going, well, shoot, I got some money in the bank. I'll just sit at home.
Sure.
And then there's some people that have the attitude that they can sit at home and make more off unemployment than they can working. And none of this helps the economy. It doesn't help the United States. It doesn't help your employers or anyone.
Right.
And So we'd like to see people get back to work. We are not in that particular business, although right. we do have companies that want us to, and this is another one of the services that we will do, is we'll run ads for them and we'll vet, you know, different industries and different people.
Oh, cool.
And if you're looking for a radio announcer here in the studio, then we probably wouldn't send you somebody over here that didn't have a certain knowledge of that.
Sure.
And that sort of helps businesses out. Now, that whether you hire these people is your decision.
Right.
But we do have access because we have people that, for one reason or another, they have left one job. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that we do is try to help them find another job if we can. Because it keeps the unemployment rate low, not only for us, but for everyone else. So
that's really good. I didn't realize that is something y'all offered.
Absolutely. I keep an ongoing selection. Anytime somebody sends me a resume, I file it accordingly. And it could be, you know, 6 months from now, I have a client call and say, hey, I need a part-time insurance knowledgeable secretary. Like, okay, so I'll go back through what I have and see if I have anybody to meet that need, send them the resume and let them look it over. And if we have, you know, an employee say, hey, I just lost my job, you know, because this business shut down or we've had to reduce hours, do you have anything? I would say 8 out of 10 times we can guide them somewhere else to get them employed.
Yes. I mean, it's not hard to find a job. I mean, you know, it just depends on whether or not
you want a job.
You want a job.
Yeah. There's quite a few, and I obviously am not looking for one. I am very much so enjoying mine.
I have some places you'd be perfect at, you
know. Yeah. Thank you. But I do keep an eye on what different large platforms are advertising for, you know, when it comes to open jobs. And I'm like, there's something for everybody. I'm talking from literally making the donuts to selling the donuts to designing them. There is a job out there for everyone. And I do very much appreciate that you're not just in the arena of helping the employer, obviously, and keeping that peace with the employees. And Stacy, you work solely in the HR department, whether it comes to like a grievance with an employee or just walking them through their employment process, but also keeping the employment rate, as high as possible. We want the employment rate up. And so I think we're going to see it go back up. Just there's the rise and fall. And
sooner or later, this money's going to run out.
Oh, is that? You just got to, Chip, you got to tell the people. Chip, you got to tell them. They don't know. Some of them don't know how it works.
Or they act like they don't know. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, well, sometimes, you know, it's the whole ostrich in the sand thing.
Yeah.
It's 10:52 on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. This is your Pensacola Expert Panel. Chip Wood and Stacy Oren is here from Avalon HR. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. What else do we want to cover today? It doesn't have to just be HR.
No, not at all.
Or you could share a story. I love good stories.
We in sales, we do a lot of consulting with people.
That's right.
Because sometimes we're not a fit for a business. I mean, it's hard to understand, but sometimes we just can't help somebody because they are bound and determined. They're going to run things the way they want to run them, and they aren't really perfect and they're not right.
Right.
And sometimes you just can't convince somebody that, you know, I always have a saying, we get questions from all kind of businesses,
right.
But I am not one to tell somebody how to build a house. Don't tell us how to run a payroll.
Ooh.
But you know,
well, it's true.
Well,
I like
we're all not, I don't want to say experts, because we all learn. Every day we all learn.
Constantly.
Yeah.
And with the government regulations and how many things change.
Right.
But I've had people call me up and say, well, this is the way we want to do things.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you want to do them that way, but that's not the way it needs to be done, and it's not really legal to do it that way.
Sure.
Well, that's why I'm coming to you.
Yeah.
Well, okay, well, that's good. I mean, that, you know, then let's work this thing and, you know, we'll help you out. I've had people call me up and I say, well, you know, here's your the quote we have for our business, and I mean for our services, for your business. And then they go, well, I don't understand all these numbers. And I go through all the numbers, you know, the state unemployment rates and the FICA rates and, you know, how much, you know, your FICA, 7.65% of your payroll. And then you have business owners that will say, well, I'm not really, I don't want to pay that. You know, then you really need to do something else, because that's,
right,
that's part of the thing here. So
it's part of the life.
Well, as I've mentioned before, we have a lot of people that sell or have a real good widget. Mm-hmm. They just don't know how what to do with that widget, and
right,
they don't know the business end of this. Well, call us. We'll you know, I'm known for giving free advice all the time. Don't like to, but I will, because I don't want to see people embark on something that they really have no idea what they're getting into.
Get over there. Yeah, in yeah, over
they,
their
and
heads.
And then all
yeah,
of a sudden they're over here. I had someone tell me one time, I said, well, now, you know, the payroll taxes, that's why we need your federal ID, because now I have to notify the IRS that we're going to be paying your taxes. And they go, well, why would I do that?
Mm.
Well, you need to pay your payroll taxes.
Those are kind of important.
What are those?
I mean,
you get people. I mean, there's some businesses that just, nope, haven't done that. So,
wow,
no,
well,
that's okay.
That's okay. It's a part of it. I mean, you know, people go to college. They don't always learn all these different things. And like you mentioned before, you both said everything is continually changing. And especially in this COVID world. In fact, we have a question here. Now that the Pfizer COVID vaccine has a standard FDA approval, can employers require staff to be vaccinated?
They can. This is still...
It's an at-will state.
It is. And this is still very much up for debate. My advice to any employer be right now is to really weigh your business needs versus the potential impact of this requirement. If it is legitimate, you have a legitimate need for your employees, you need to be vaccinated to be at work, then that may be a good option for you. If it's not, you might want to hold back a little bit and just see where this all lands. And you talk about one of those things that's changing daily. This is probably the epicenter of that, are the vaccines, the requirements. Can you require? Should you require? We've heard of, you know, several large operations in this area that have made mm-hmm. it required, and you can drive by those places any day and time and find a large majority of their staff on the street protesting that requirement. Mm. So again, it's one of those things, look at the impact right now of what that would mean to your business, how that's going to affect your business.
Right.
I said, if it's a legitimate need, then, you know, absolutely, that may be something you want to put in place. If it's not, I think my advice at this point would be, you know, hang on and kind of see where this lands here in the near future.
That's good. That's good advice. Thank you for that. And Stacey Oren with Avalon HR. We have about a minute left. Man, the time flies when you guys
are
giving me all the information and blowing my mind back here. So let's go through how we can get in touch with y'all, some basic things that you offer and how you can help, and the number to call.
Well, give us a call. 850-475-1555. That's the main office number. Hey, give us a call and ask for myself, Chip Wood, or you can also ask for Stacy or Pam or Janet or anyone else in the office, and we'll be more than happy to help you out. If you just want to know how the PEO industry works, and a PEO is an acronym for Professional Employment Organization,
mm-hmm.
and we will guide you through the ins and outs of all of it, and hopefully there won't be anything there that would surprise you, but if it does, then I'll explain it to you. And I've been known to go in depth for explanation. So if you'd like to give us a call, please do. 850-475-1555. Love
yes.
to have you.
Thank you, Chip. And Stacy, thank you so much for answering all the questions for our listeners and walking us through so many things that we just don't know about.
Happy to help anytime.
Excellent.
And give us a call.
Yes, absolutely. And we will see you guys real soon. And hey, coming up tomorrow morning, of course.